Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford.
It's a hard knock life.
Imagine a Depression-era orphanage with not one but two mean old caretakers, twins as a matter of fact, glaring at you every day and forcing you to eat your gruel. Add an all-female cast, minus one, and loads of great music, and you get the first-in-flight entertainment production of Annie Jr. There'll be three performances only, August 3rd at 7 and August 4th at 2 and 7, at the Southwest Elementary Auditorium, 1631 Southwest School Road in Clements. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. First in flight actors Mary Sparr, who plays Lily St. Regis, Nicole Horton, who plays Kate, Celine Yalcin-Kaya, who plays Grace Farrell, and Sarah Rosenberg, who plays Annie, drop by to talk about the play, show business, and more. They were joined by director and first in flight CEO of Fun, Aaron Diaz. So, Mary, you are Lily St. Regis, and for me, the most kind of more interesting character in the play. Tell me about Lily.
You're going to see this blonde chick who does have some space between her head. I think probably usually once in a while she'll have a good idea and it'll wow everybody.
Maybe she holds the key, that little lady, to get more bucks.
In one version of Easy Street I've seen, she is just looking at Rooster and Miss Hannigan like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. She's very much in her own little world, and I think she's a gold digger. I think she wants Rooster because he has potential, and she knows what she wants, and she's going to get that.
And then 11-year-old actress, Nicole, you're playing the role of Kate. That's a tough orphanage. What's life like in there?
Well, life in there is pretty awful. We got the Hannigan twins, twice the trouble. We get hot mush every day, and sometimes we get cold mush.
What is mush?
I have no idea what mush is.
It just sounds bad. Nothing I want to eat.
Yes.
Lynn, you're playing the role of Grace Farrell. What's the connection with you and Annie?
I feel like being Grace makes me kind of like her mother, because for a lot of the beginning of her time at the mansion, I was the one taking her places and stuff, and it's just really fun.
You're kind of, it's like a mother figure.
Yeah.
Well, I know of all the roles out there, the highly coveted is that of Annie. And Sarah, tell me about Annie. I mean, what kind of gal is Annie?
She's really cheerful, and she's outgoing, and she's nice.
And the music? Really tough? Not so tough?
I know all of the songs, except one of them, all the tune already, because I've seen it, the movie, a million times. Yeah. And I memorized Tomorrow already.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none.
My thanks to Annie Jr., director and first-in-flight entertainment owner Aaron Diaz. She was joined in the studio by young actors Mary Sparr, who plays Lily St. Regis, Nicole Horton, who plays Kate, Celine Yalcin-Kaya, who plays Grace Farrell, and Sarah Rosenberg, who plays Annie. Annie Jr., there'll be three performances only, August 3rd at 7 and August 4th at 2 and 7 at the Southwest Elementary Auditorium, 1631 Southwest School Road in Clements. And you'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.